This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Okay, let's chat. If you're listening to this in real time, this is the final podcast episode of 2023. And oh my goodness, I'm so excited for 2024. Fresh year vibes all the way are the best. If you're listening to this in real time, then heck yes. If you're not, this is still going to be so potent. But this is truly the ultimate conversation to listen to before going into fresh energy of something like a new year. So we've been having this conversation inside of the Sanctuary of She community where there's so many beautiful viewpoints on this that I want to bring it here because it is a very important piece of the conversation and a piece that must be looked at if you are really in pursuit of expanding into a level of yourself that you can trust and that is sustainable, that can hold truly all you seek. Okay? So this all started from a few weeks ago. I saw a viral reel that was going on Instagram that said something like, the universe doesn't want you to try harder. It wants you to breathe, let go, and make it easy. Okay? So I, in pursuit of witnessing this and seeing this, I was like, okay, what do I actually think about this? Because if we're talking about, okay, the universe doesn't want you to try harder, wants you to let it go, breathe, and make it easy. That is a really nice thought. However, and I think it's true. However, I think it's withholding a large piece of information that without the full picture can be extremely misleading and misguiding. And it's why I think so many people are spinning in circles or finding complacency in areas of their life that they're settling in because they're thinking, if it doesn't feel easy, if I don't just let it go and breathe and not try, then I must be doing it wrong, right? Okay, so there's a sweet spot here that we've been cracking into that I want to bring, because what is true is that when we reach a level of embodiment that we can trust and that is sustainable, we do reach this. We don't have to try. We get to allow it to be easy and we get to let it flow. We get to let go. We get to surrender. That is true. However, from where most of us are to that point requires a large space in the middle where if you're trying to follow that and letting it feel quote unquote easy, you're not going to get there. You're going to keep spinning in circles because here's what happens. In order to expand into an identity that we wish to embody, it requires repeated beingness. Identity is repeated beingness. So if we're wishing in this next year or in this next phase of whatever you're stepping into, to step into pieces of our identity that we want to bring to the surface, that we're ready to hold, that we're ready to embody for where we wish, for where we want to go, for all that we seek to receive, then it requires us consistently and repeatedly showing up as that, with that, having that, being that. And at first, because these things are not things that are already embodied within us, it requires discipline and it's uncomfortable and it's not easy. And it is hard. It is difficult. We have days where it's harder. We have days where it's easier. But it does require commitment and discipline at levels that we've got to be ready to sign up for, at levels that we've got to be ready to say, my word is law. I said I'm going to do it, so I'm going to do it. And it takes a while to snap into this, okay? Example of this, when you were a little kid and you first started learning how to brush your teeth, how many kids do we know fight this, right? It's like, no, brushing my teeth, absolutely not. Like, they hate it. And showering, they hate it. It's like this big, daunting task. I don't want to do that. I just want to play. I just want to blah, 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 blah. They'll go as far as to, like, wet the toothbrush and fake it, right? Wet the hair and fake the shower because they don't want to do it. Because the task and the commitment and the discipline that they need to do it and for why they need to do it is not yet embodied. So as a child, these simple things are huge. They don't want to do it. It's a difficult task. And then you become an adult, which I hope all of us can say that these are embodied things now, right? Where we don't even think twice about brushing our teeth. And for most of us, it's actually the best part of the day, you know? Taking a shower, like this glorious time of the day where we get to relax. These things are now embodied, and so we've reached that place. Let it be easy. Take a deep breath. Let it go. Surrender. We get to do that because we're embodied in that state of being. But we had to go through the difficult part. And this goes for anything in life that we've ever expanded into, right? If you think about the kid who's a musician, they want to be a rock star. They're going to get there on that stage where they can rock out and have a crowd dancing around. But in order to do that, they've got to show up to guitar practice 3 times a week. For years and years and years. When they get home, they've got to set aside an hour a day to practice. We've got to reshape this word easy in pursuit of doing this, because it is a fine line between I desire to take it easy in pursuit of what I'm going after, because I don't need to push anymore because it's embodied and now I get to rest into who I am, versus I'm procrastinating and I'm resisting and I'm circling around what I need to do out of telling myself that I need to rest, when really there's just a fear or a worry or a doubt underneath that's prohibiting me from moving. But because it doesn't feel easy, I must be doing it wrong. And so I'm just going to stay right where I'm at. How many of us know this exact fine line? How many of us catch ourselves in this exact fine line? This is the power of a new year, the New Year's resolutions. But it's also the reason why most New Year's resolutions only last a couple weeks. Because we create these big, beautiful intentions for ourselves, but we're not actually willing to do the discipline and the commitment to stick to it. And so then when we see something like, the universe doesn't want you to try harder, it wants you to breathe, let it go, and make it easy, and we're laying in bed at 5 a.m. when our alarm's going off to get to the gym before we have to be with the kids or be at work, we're like, oh yeah, the universe does not want me to try harder. It wants me to breathe. It wants me to make it easy, which means I am just going to let myself sleep today, right? When that's not it. It's the discipline. It's the commitment. It is my word as law to get to the point where eventually it is so ingrained in the being that it's who you are, like the brushing the teeth, like the taking the shower, that alarm goes off at 5 a.m. or whatever that metaphoric 5 a.m. for you is, and whatever it is in your life that you're expanding into, and you get up. But it's not because it's easy. It's because it's who you are. It's because it's who you are. So we have to really differentiate this fine line for ourselves. We have to find our sweet spot in the midst of all of it, especially when we're entering in a new year where we actually want to see change. Because if we don't, this Let's Make It Easy is going to squash your dreams the first week of the year until you come back to this conversation for yourself, which usually takes a long time because life is so noisy. So while I have you in your conscious mind right now, let's get really clear on this before we enter into a new year next week. So I'm going to give an example of a person who wants to get strong, okay? A person wants to get strong. Now, we're going into a new year. They're like, this is the year I'm going to get toned. I'm going to get strong. I want to have a fit, strong body so that I stop getting injuries, so that in however many years' time I can throw my grandkids around, so that I'm the strong version of myself that matches the strength that I desire to feel inside. Strength, like that's the thing I want to go for this year. Okay, great. So how do we do that? Well, it would be nice if we could meditate on it. It would be nice if we could bring it into form like that. It would be nice if it could be easy, but we've got to lift weights. We've got to get to the gym. We've got to either get a personal trainer, or we've got to create a system where we are lifting weights and on a consistent basis, okay? So we've got to figure out in our schedule when and how we are going to get to the gym, how many times a week, for how long we're going to get to the gym so that we can lift these gosh dang weights. Now, here's the thing. This is where the conversation of trying and pushing comes in, because we don't need to overdo it, because overdoing it overdoes it. We need to find the sweet spot where we know we can stick with discipline and commitment, because our word is now law. When we say things, we're going to do it, to make our energetic signal strong out into the universe so that we can get back exactly what it is that we're seeking. So we need to do that, but we don't want to push too hard to where we're reaching outside of ourselves, to where we're creating an unhealthy environment for our nervous system, to where we're always trying to be the version of ourselves that we have on a pedestal, to where we're never good enough right now. There's a spot in the middle of those that's what we're actually trying to attain. And it's this spot that doesn't always feel easy until it's embodied that makes a quote like that not feel attainable. It's missing this part of the conversation. So what the honest person would say is, okay, I want to get to the gym, let's say 3 times a week, and maybe they've got a family, so they can't do it after work, so they've got to get there before work. They're going to be that person who's like, all right, got to be at work at 7, which means I need to go to the gym at 5, which means that this is who I am now. 3 days a week, I get up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym before my life begins so that I can build my strength. Okay, I'm going to be there for 1 hour each time. I'm going to get a personal trainer so that they can take care of how it's all going to go down. And this is what I'm going to commit to. My word is law. Versus the person who says, okay, I want to get strong, and I want to get strong as fast as possible, because it is only when I get strong that I'm going to feel good about myself again. So what I need to do is go to the gym 2 to 3 times a day, 5 days a week. I need to go in the morning before work. I need to go on my lunch break, and I need to go after my kids go to bed. Yep, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. That's what I got to do so that by this time next month, I am strong. Overdoing it overdoes it. This person is reaching. This person is trying. And this is where that quote is completely unattainable. This is where that quote can meet that person. The universe doesn't want you to try harder. It wants you to breathe, let it go, and make it easy. So in this case, this person is trying too hard. They're outside of their sweet spot. They're outside of their zone. They're trying to be perfect. Okay? So with this quote, it's like, oh God, I'm trying too hard. I need to take it easy. However, with the first person, I'm going to go 3 times a week. I need to get up at 5 a.m. to get there for 1 hour a day, 3 times a week. Okay? if they're having a hard morning and they see this quote, the universe doesn't want you to try harder, it wants you to breathe, let it go, make it easy, it's going to be very confusing. Because it's not going to be easy to get up at 5 a.m. for three times a week for the first month, 3 months, 6 months, year. It's not going to be easy. And this is why we have to talk about this. Because when we're trying to be perfect, we are not doing our best. As human beings, we are fluctuating in every moment of every day. If you've ever read the Four Agreements, one of the agreements is, which I highly recommend, by the way, one of the agreements is always do your best. This strung me out for many years because I thought that meant being the version of myself that I have on a pedestal, being the perfect version of myself, which is the version most of us turn to in a situation like a New Year's resolution. All right, who do I need to be? I need to go to the gym 3 times a day, 5 times a week. I need to only eat carrots and peas and broccoli. I need to, you know, have everyone's birthday presents ordered 3 months in advance this year. I need to have my house spotless every single day. I need to, you know, whatever, all these things. And we can't do it because it's not who we are. So the always do your best in the Four Agreements says being perfect is not being your best because you're trying too hard. You're outside of the sweet spot. Your best is how can I stick with the discipline and commitment that I've made because my word is law, but how can I show up for it in a way that nourishes me today? Because some days we've got a lot of energy. Other days we don't, especially if you're a woman and you have a cycle. Some days you're in a great mood. Some days you're really freaking mad. Some days you're really sad. Some days you are overjoyed. We never know where we're going to be. So the sweet spot is creating commitments and discipline that we will stick to no matter what. But as we're sticking to them, letting the way that we show up to them meet where we're at that day. We're going to have weeks, we're going to have months, we're going to have seasons where we've got more to give than others, and having peace with that, not making it bad, not making it wrong, and finding that sweet spot where we can show up for ourselves and we do it enough so that it becomes identity so we don't even think about it anymore, right? Because that person showing up at 5 a.m. 3 times a week with their personal trainer 1 hour each time, they're going to wake up one day at 5 a.m. They're not even going to think about it. She's going to be like, oh, it's Monday, 5 a.m. They're going to get out of bed. They're not going to want to. It's not necessarily going to be easy, but it's who they are. And they're going to start seeing the results in the mirror. They're going to start building the strength. And it's going to start compounding on itself to get them actually where they want to go versus the person who is overdoing it. They're not doing their best. They're trying to be perfect. They're on the other side of the coin. And so they make it work for a week and then they stop and then they self-sabotage and then they're angry. They move backwards. They're back where they started every time. That's how it always goes. They circle around a bit more till they get another burst of energy and then they try it again and the same thing happens. This is why you haven't been moving your needle forward. This is why we've got to stop trying. That word trying. We're always trying. Oh yeah, I'll try to do this. No, you don't try. You do it or you don't. We've got to stop trying so hard. But it's not about making it easy. It's about building a relationship with discipline and commitment in a way that feels doable. Let's replace easy with doable so that we can expand into it little by little by little. And then maybe that person, once that identity gets fully built into the 3 times a week, 1 hour a day, maybe they're going to want to increase it to 5 times a week. Maybe they're like, actually, I really love those 3 days a week. I love getting up at 5 a.m. I want to be doing that 5 times a week or whatever it is, you know? Maybe instead of 1 hour, they want to do 90-minute sessions because they've built up the agility. They've expanded into it. Just as the weights that they're using. At first, it's really small weights, and then they get bigger and bigger and bigger. This is how energy works. But we've got to find the sweet spot so that we're not always copping out in the name of, oh, I need to let myself rest because it should be easy, when we know we're stalling out of things that are slowing us down because we have a fear or a doubt or a worry. We're going to be pushing ourselves. We're going to be outside of our comfort zone. Expansion only happens with that. But what is the sweet spot for you? Coming into a new year, what are your goals? What are your desires? What do you desire to embody? What identity do you desire to build into? What habits do you desire to claim as identity? What big results do you want for your life? You've got to find your sweet spot. What is the doable discipline and commitment that you can build self-trust and self-love and self-commitment in within that sweet spot, so that you know, even on the days where it's not easy, you're going to show up because your word is law? And then how can you let yourself not try to attain perfection, but be with exactly where you're at every day along that journey? This is how we do it. So if you've been feeling this year like you've gone too far the other direction, like you've been trying too hard, you've been pushing too hard, it means you've been overdoing it, and overdoing it overdoes it. If you are someone who you've been stalling in the name of, gosh, it doesn't feel easy, so I must be doing it wrong, or you know there's been fear, or in the name of the very misleading feminine energetics, I should be leaned back and it should just be happening. No. If you've been on one end of the spectrum or the other, you've got to meet yourself in the middle. What do you need to turn the notch up with? What do you need to turn the notch down with? And what are the actual doable ways of being, identities, rituals, habits, commitments that you're going to, with discipline, attest to and show up for no matter what? Meet yourself exactly where you're at every day so that you can actually see yourself expand in wild ways in 2024. This is the key. And it's so much fun because this is where you actually start to see the results happening. This is where you actually start to see, you know, everything coming into form. One of the women in the group in the Sanctuary of She conversation where this was happening, she posted a clip from, I think it's Parks and Rec, which is such a funny show, but they're all meditating in a room, and one of the funny guys on the show is sitting there, and he's trying to meditate, and he's like, gosh, how do people do this? How do people sit still? I just want to meditate because I just want to be happy. And the other guy's standing there, and he's like, stop thinking, just do it. And he's like, what do you mean just do it? Like, like, how do I do it? Okay, I will try to stop thinking, to just do it. I will try to train myself to not think, to just do. And he's just like in his head so much. Whereas this other guy's like, just do it. This is where we jump into that sweet spot. Things only ever feel hard until their identity. Once their identity is just who you are and it's sustainable. It's not easy. That's not easy, but it's doable because it's who you are. And when you start seeing the results, that becomes a more activating experience of life than anything else, because you look in the mirror every day and you're proud. You look in the mirror every day and you're excited because you are expanding. You don't need to know where you're going, but you're excited because you know that you're laying down the bricks for something amazing to come. So I encourage you to bring this into your New Year's resolutions. I encourage you to really sit with this and be with this and bring this into your next year and watch the change happen deeply. Stop trying, start doing, push back against the pieces that are uncomfortable and reach the point of the truth of that quote. The universe doesn't want you to try harder. It wants you to breathe. Let it go. and make it easy. This is the bliss on the other side. Cheers to a new year, and I'll see you next week.